Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Makot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, is daf Yud Zayin. And we're holding it at the bottom of a Tet Zayin Amud Bet. The last thing that we learned was that Rav said that when you're chayev in the Mishnah on Teva, can you hear me? Or is somebody just not muted? Can you hear me okay? Okay, so please mute. Somebody's not muted here. I see who it is, but he's not identified. All right, so let me start that again. It's really, really a bitul Torah when people leave on their phone like that and we have to start over. So let me do this again. Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Makot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKadosh, is daf Yud Zayin. We're hoping at the bottom of Tet Zayin Amud Beit. So the last thing that we learned was that when the Mishnah says Shchai Malkus on eating Tevel, so Rav said, what defines Tevel is not only if there was no Truma taken off, and not only if there was no Meiser Sheni taken off, but even if there was no Meiser Ani that was taken off. Even though Meiser Ani itself is not a Davar Shel Kedusha, it's not also for anybody to eat, it's just a chiyuv in terms of the momon, of the ownership of it. You're supposed to give it to the Ani. Nevertheless, even if it's just missing that hafrasha, it is considered to be teva. We brought a raya from a braita, and the braita was said by Reb Yossi, and it said very clearly, even something as small as Meiser Ani is actually going to prevent the Tevel from being mutter, and it's still an Isser D'oraita, and you'd be Chayev Malkus. That was the last thing from yesterday. Now, today, we want to find out whether there's anybody who argues on this. So Reb Yosef says, actually, what Rav said is really a Machlokas Tanoim, what you brought yesterday in the Braita, that was Aliba de Reb Yossi. However, there's also a Mishnah that makes it clear in Demai that this is not true according to all. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ein tzarich likrot et Hashem shel maaser al maaser ani shel Demai, v'chachamim omrim korei et Hashem, but ein tzarich lafrish." So we've got two different shitas over here. Somebody is going along, and he bought from an Amah Oretz. He has no idea whether that is taken off already, the Meiser from it. It was not taken off. So as you know, there is the mitzvah mirabonan, which is called Demai, that even though normally we would go Basar Rov, in this case, we don't go with Basar the Rov, and we take off the Meiser and the not the Trumas, because most Amah Oretz actually do take off Truma, but we take off the Meisers. And when we take off the Meisers, the question is, what do we do about the Maaser of Ani? So there's a Machlokas here. Do I need to actually say the Meiser Ani is here and that I can keep it for myself? Or do I not even need to take off and say Meiser Ani is here? Forget about keeping it. Keeping it is because our motzi mechaveiro, all of our raya. If I can't prove, I and Oni cannot prove that you owe me this money, you don't have to give it to me. The question is, what's the machlokas? If I'm going to be keeping it anyway, so what's the machlokas about whether I need to be becholzot to separate it out and to say, areze meiser Oni? When I say separate, it doesn't mean necessarily to actually physically put it somewhere else. It means I have to say, on the north side is going to be meiser Oni or something like that, right? So what is the machlokas? My lav boka mifuge. Seems pretty clear that the machlokas is based on whether Rav and Reb Yossi's approach is correct. That Marsav or the Chachomim hold that, look, if it were Meiser Vadai, and you definitely owed the Meiser Ani, so then it would be complete Tevel if you didn't take it off, and you would be Chayav Malkus. Okay, so if that's the case, when the Rabbanan are Gozer, that you have to treat it as if it's definitely a Chiyav in terms of the Isser, so naturally you would have to take it out. Otherwise, you've got that same Suffolk of Tevel that you would have had if it were Meiser Sheni. So therefore, You don't have to give it because they can't prove that you owe it, but you certainly have to be miyachid it. That would be the shita of the Chachamim. So my love, v'hokam iflege, that the Chachamim hold that ein achinami, the din is that the vadai is tevel. Bashen ken Reb Eliezer holds that even if it were vadai, it would not be a chiv of malchus, and it's only b'chol zot a monetary chiv, and therefore there's not a chiv to separate it out when it's only a suffix. Makes perfectly good sense that that would be the machlokas. Amar lo Abaye, yeah, it makes perfectly good sense, but there's no reason for us to think that that's the machlokas. There's another very simple way of understanding it, and as a matter of fact, a better way, because if the whole point over here was to bring to my attention that there's two different approaches to whether the vadai is tevel, so argue about that. Why would I argue about this roundabout way? What would be the din if it were d'mai? Do you have to be miyak? Just argue straight out. Somebody who eats meiser, rather, tevel, where it's only tevel because you didn't take off meiser ani, would you be chayev malchus or not? So Rabbanan would say, you're chayev malchus, and Reb Eliezer would say, you're not chayev malchus. I mean, why go around, beat around the bush like this? So yachi, adam miflege bisveke, go ahead and miflego bevado. Am I chayev malchus or not? Ella de kuleyama, it must be that actually everybody would agree that vadai would be considered to be tevel, and the only machlokas over here is whether amei haaretz in general, do they take off meiser ani or not? Mar savar, Reb Eliezer says, look, why shouldn't they take off meiser ani? It doesn't cost them anything. If they want to save themselves from a chiyuv of misa for achilas tevel, so then they would go ahead and take it off. And now the question, do I have to give it to an ani? Do I not? For that, I won't bother giving it to the ani. That's not so chomer to them that they steal a little money here and there from the aniim. But that they should eat tevel, why would they do that? So they'll take it off, it doesn't cost anything, and they'll keep it. So kiven de mamonahu, because it's only a problem of stealing a little bit of money, so they'll be mafresh it because they don't want to be chayev on the tevel. Mashen came, and the Rabbanon hold that kivon de tricha le milta. Look, they don't want to get into it, you know. First of all, it's a hassle. I don't want the hassle. But it's even a bigger hassle when it's a moral hassle. Now I've set aside the meiser ani. Do I steal from tzedakah boxes or not? You know what I mean? So I'd rather not deal with this issue. So I sort of push it under the carpet like I do with everything else I don't want to deal with. And therefore, we are cheshedem, that they wouldn't be mafresh. Maybe that's the machlokas, but has nothing to do whatsoever with the machlokas with the shita of Rav and Reb Yossi. Okay, next piece of the mission. Kam ayocham min ha-tevel. So we have this fascinating discussion. So Rabbi Shimon says, well, you don't have to eat a kezias from tevel, even if you eat one single chita. You would already be chayv malchus for achilas tevel. So what exactly are we talking about over here in this machlokas? So Rav Bibi, he said, Reish Lakish said that the only machlokas is about the case where you actually ate that one chita. But if you didn't eat the chita, and instead what happened was you ground up the chita. So now you have flour, which is tevel. How much flour would you have to eat? If it comes to flour, bekemach divrei akol kezayit, Rabbi Shimon also agrees that the issue would be like any other achila. Not to eat tevel is not to eat a kezayit of tevel. The only machloket he had was that he said that one chita is the same as eating one ant. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, that's not what Reish Lakish said at all. Actually, what Reish Lakish said was, the truth is that machloket bezo, kach machloket bezo. Rabbi Shimon holds, you do not need to eat a kezayit in order to be chayev malchus. And as we'll see later on in the Gemara, you don't need to eat a kezias unless it's nogea, the chiev of a korban. But as far as the chiev of Malchus is concerned, he learns that the Kabbalah of the shear of kezias is true, but only for chiev korban, and not for a chiev of Malchus. So it has nothing to do with its being a birya. What, says the Gemara? But the Mishnah says beferish that it has everything to do with the question of the birya. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah beferish, Tanan, Amar lahem Rabbi Shimon, don't you agree that if it's a nimala, that you would be chayiv? So isn't that, what's the argument? The Chachomim say, yeah, we agree, but a nimala, after all, I think your door is open, Gabi, in the back. But a nimala, you're chayiv because it's a birya. And this, chita, is not. So that's beferish that the only machlokas is nogea, the question of birya or not, but not the question of whether this is a need for kizayit in order to be chayiv. Take a look at the lashon. Amar lem Rabbi Shimon, iatem odim li ba'ochel malak osho shu chayav. Don't you agree with me that if you eat one ant, you'd be chayiv? Where's there a kezias in one end? Omrulo, yes, we do agree, but that's only b'pnei shuka b'riata. That's because you ate the entire organism. So that is what the Torah answered you. Don't eat an ant. You ate an ant. So why would you need a kezias? So says Rabbi Shimon, exactly my argument over here. The same thing is true if you eat one chita. Isn't a chita a complete organism? So therefore, we see that he's only arguing about chita, but kemach, if I ground it up, he's not going to say you don't need a kezias for ground up kemach. His only argument was because of the comparison to the nemala. No, no. Actually, Rabbi Shimon personally holds that you do not need a shear of a kezias in order to be chayav malchus. That's his shita. The only reason that he mentions over here, don't you agree that we're talking about a birya? That was ledivreim shel chachamim. He was saying, according to you, you hold that the nimala is a chayev, right? So at least agree, will you eat a complete chita? That at least I'm right. You can argue with me about the kemach, but don't argue with me about the chita. To which the Rabbanan answered, let's look inside, ledivreim ka'amalu. Rabbi Shimon was only arguing with them, l'shitotehem. He's saying to them like this, look, gentlemen, l'didi, personally, I hold even if you grounded into kemach and you ate a little bit of kemach, the din would be, you would be chayiv. But you guys who hold that, you know, you need a kezias for malchus, but at least agree to me that odolimiyas techita achat is the equivalent of a briyata, it's the equivalent of an ant. It's an entire organism, for Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say back, no. A bria of a neshama, that is chashuv. So if something is a living, breathing organism, yes, that is considered to be chashuv, and you don't need a kezayit. So we agree to you that a nimala is a chiv, but one chita, a chita is lo chashuva. So when it comes to a plant, a part of a plant, even if it's an entire kernel, that doesn't have the chashivas of this living nimala. When I say living, I don't mean necessarily alive, but of an entire nimala. But a chita is lo chashuva.
Going against the grain.
Okay, even I got that one. But once you already interrupted our learning, I want to say Shalom Aleichem to Reb Chaim Meyerfeld. It's so wonderful having him back. Huh? Hazak v'yamatz. May you remain in Eretz Yisrael. Tanya Kavase de Reb Yirmiyah. So, turns out that we actually have a braisa that shows that when Reb Yirmiyah said that Reb Shimon argues even about Kemach, he's right. And Rabbi Shimon Shita is that there is no need for a shear of kezias for malchus ever. That's the point. And here's the braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shehu l'makot. Rabbi Shimon says beferish, even a little bit is enough to be mechayev you. The whole shear of kezias is only said, lo amru kezias, Ella la inyan korban. It's only nogea, the dinim of the chiyav of korbanas, not the chiyav of malkas. Now, we don't paskin like this, and despite that, because of Yerushalmi, we actually do paskin that it's nochein lahachmir, that it's correct to be machmir like Rabbi Shimon, if you can. It's a big machlokas haposkim, whether nochein lahachmir is only a din in midas chasidas, and if it's inconvenient that there's no pressure or whatever. But where would we end up being machmir to go like Rabbi Shimon Shita here? It would be nogeya. Let's say you want to eat one grape. Now, if you eat one grape, you're not going to be chayev to say a bracha achrona, because you don't have a kezayit usually in one grape. But since Aliba Rabbi Shimon, one grape is like one chita, so he would hold that that is considered to be a birya, and it would be chashev. Therefore, paskins the Shulchan Aruch, it's nocha in lahachmer not to be nichnas to a suffix brochas, binogea paskining like Rabbi Shimon. A remarkable thing that we need to worry about, right? So I say, okay, it's a machlokas how much you need to worry, but you should definitely need to worry. Now, this gives Richie an actual, well, that's the way Richie explains it like this. If you're going to have a little bit of ice cream, you might as well go all the way so that there shouldn't be a suffix bracha. That's the pshat. However, it's also possible to cut the grape in half. Or if you're eating something that has a pit, which is the only reason it has that sense of the total organism is because the pit is in it. So sometime if you take out the pit, so then it's no longer an organism. Even call, I didn't hear, cut up what? Right. Enochinami. Yeah. That's what to do. That way you end up eating more ice cream because you haven't noticed how much you've eaten until now. Yes, Sir Richard, you're on, baby. Thank you, Sir Richard. So our next, I see the sugar is definitely having an effect on you, though. You should know you definitely have less energy after that sugar. So the next case that we have in our Mishnah of Achiyav of Malkus is Aochel Bikurim. You can also mute, Sir Richard. If you eat Bikurim, Ad Shelo Kora Alehem. Wow, this is an interesting Isser. So as we know, we've been dealing with the Arami Ovidavi when we just got out of Pesach, and it's right on the tip of our tongues and on the top of our brains. And it turns out that if you didn't say the Arami Ovidavi, which is Mikra Bikurim, when you come and you bring your Bikurim, then even if the Kohen, who is the only one who's allowed to eat Bikurim, even if the Kohen eats it, he would be Chayav Malkus, because it's not yet Roi for Achila. Wow, what a Chiddush. Where do we learn that from? That we're going to be learning in the Gemara. So that's, of course, as we mentioned, we only talk about new issues in this parak. We don't intend to list all of the czar number of things that are Chiyuvim Malkus. Okay, so we'll see in the Gemara how we know this. If you eat Kodshei Kodshim Chutz L'Kla'im, if you eat the Kodshei Kodshim outside of the Kla'e HaMishkan, of course there were no Kla'im in the Bayit, but the Bayit, it would mean if you eat it outside of the Azara. If you eat Kodshim Kalim or Maaser Sheni, outside of the Chomat Ha'ir of Yerushalayim. If you break the bone of a Korban Pesach, which is roi to be eaten because it's tahor, harizolo karboi. But let us say you left over your Korban Pesach and you were over on lototir mimeno ad boker, or let's say you broke a bone in a Korban Pesach, but it was a Korban Pesach that wasn't roi for achila because it was tamei. Eino loke arba'im. In that case, there is no chiyav of malchus. It has to be ro'i to eat. Now, as far as the no-sir is concerned, that we saw that there's a lot of different approaches to. You don't get Malkus for the no-sir, really, for three separate reasons. It's a lavanita klase. It's a lav shein bo maisa. It's a hatra atzafik. And that was the whole discussion that we had over a couple of days, this Rebbe Yehuda Shita. What are the implications of talking about the fact that it's a lavanita klase? There's also the other two issues. Okay, the other case, which we also discussed earlier as an introduction to our Mishnah, is the relationship of the mitzvah saseh of shaleach v'shalach et ha'em v'et ha'banim tikachla. Is that considered to be a lav anitak la'aseh, or is it considered to be an alternative in advance to being over the lav? First, send away the mother, and then take the baby. That's the question. So, hanotel ha'im alabanim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learned that this mitzvah saseh is not a tikkun for taking it, it's rather an alternative. Do this, but don't do that. So, according to him, once you were over the lav, it's too late. You can't be metakein the lav by sending it away now, and therefore you're going to get malchus for taking the mother, and there's not even a mitzvah to be mishaleach. Einu mishaleach. Whereas the Chachomim say, no, this is a classic lav anita klase, and you're mishaleach, ve'inu loke. In fact, say the Chachomim, wherever you have a mitzvah sase that's associated with a kumva sase, you're never chayev malchus for being over. And of course, we discuss that at length when we talk about kimo v'lo kimo, bitlo v'lo bitlo, and what the meaning of Zaklal was with Rabbi Yochanan's riddle yesterday, that if you hold bitlo v'lo bitlo, there's only one other case. I dare you to find it. So, okay. So we looked for it yesterday. We had a little discussion with Rabbi Lozer. So today, we want to figure out, how do we know the case of the Bikurim in the Mishnah? That's like a big chiddush. Most people never even heard that you're going to be chayav malchus for eating Bikurim, even if you're a Kohen, and it was brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and it was even put down in front of the Mizbeach. Everything was done right. The only thing is, the person who brought the Bikurim did not say, and then say the Arami Ovidavi. So how do we know? First of all, I want you to know that actually this Chiyuv on Bikurim is, even though Rebbe didn't say so, he just said that's the din, but Rebbe is bringing this as a Stam Mishnah, but he really learned it from Rebbe Akiva. Zo divrei Rebbe Akiva stimen ta'a. But according to Chachamim, the only thing that has to be done in order to be mater bikurim, and remember that many of the dinim and fkotchim in the Beis HaMikdash, there needs to be something that you do before. So it would be Zrikas Adam, when it would come to a korban. When it comes to the Bikurim, the Torah says, there's a chiyav of Hanocha, lifnei Hashem Elokecha, lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. So that's the only thing, say the Chachomim. Hanacha is ma'akevet, but kriya in ma'akevet. So according to the Bedas of the Chachomim, who argue on Rabbi Akiva, if you did not say Arami Ovinovi, so you lost the mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev, the whole din of the bringing of the Bikurim, and you didn't do it the way you should have, but it certainly is not a chiyav malchus to eat it. If, however, you ate the Bikurim before Hanocha, yes, then you would be chayav. Says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yochanan say that this is Rabbi Akiva stimata'a? Nobody ever heard that this was the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, but I shouldn't say nobody, because in the Yerushalmi it's brought beferish with the brighter that we're going to bring ultimately. But in Bavel, everybody knew Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Shita, and that's what he should have said. Rabbi Yochanan should have said that these are Divrei Rabbi Shimon Stimata. We know that Rabbi Shimon Shita definitely is that Yochai Malkas for Achilas Bikurim without saying the Kriya, Rami Ovidavi. And that would have been a lot easier if you would have just said that, because then everybody would have known what you're talking about. Well, that's the whole point, says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan wanted people to know what they don't know, namely that Rabbi Akiva's shita was actually that shita that was expressed by Rabbi Akiva's own Talmud, who is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Anyway, you're saying that everybody knows that. I don't. Would you mind telling me the brisa? Sure. The Tanya. Utrumat yadecha. So notice that we've got a posek in Re'eh that lists every last possible thing that must be eaten within a certain mokum, not necessarily the same mokum. If it's kachim, kachim, it has to be eaten inside the azara, and so on and so forth, but lists everything that has a limitation of some kind of achila. That's one pasuk. It's an amazing pasuk. Lo tuchal lechol b'sha'arecha. You can't just eat randomly wherever you want. Now, here's the list. Ma'asar deganecha, tiroshecha, yitzarecha, bechorot bechorecha, vetzonecha, v'chol nedarecha asher tidor, v'nidvotecha, utrumat yadecha. Good heavens. Okay. So there's a lot of different things here. And Rabbi Shimon comes along to analyze the pasuk. Now, he starts at the end of the pasuk, working back up in the pasuk. And we're going to see later on that that was the only way that he can get the maximum amount of information from the pasuk, that it's really a very beautiful analysis. So if you start at the end, b'korcha v'tzonecha v'chol d'dorecha asher tidor v'nidvotecha, utrumat yadecha. What is utrumat yadecha? Because, I mean, certainly when it comes to truma, there is no din that you have to eat in a particular place. You can eat truma wherever you want. So what is it referring to? Trumat yadecha. Why is it called yadecha? It's bikurim. And bikurim is in terms of lakacha kohen atena mi yadecha. So that means that the trumas yadecha, what you give with your own hands, is dafka bikurim. Amar Rabbi Shimon, well, ask yourself, what is the chiddush of this pasuk? Ma bazeh lelamdeinu? That what? That you can't eat bikurim outside of Yerushalayim? I mean, obviously. Im lo ochlan chutz l'choma. I mean, kav chomer mimaaser hakal. Obviously, you can't eat them chutz l'choma because you would know that from Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is not as chomer as bikurim, as we're going to see later on. And nonetheless, you can't eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So kol shekein bikurim, which is limited only to the achila of kayanim, obviously you'd have to eat it only inside Chomot Yerushalayim. If maaser hakal, if you would eat maaser outside of the Chomas Yerushalayim, you would get malchus. So if you eat the chomor bikurim, for sure you would get malchus, right? This is the mokar. What it's telling us is, what it seems to be saying, is that there's a place for everything. What it's really telling us is, there's a place and a time for everything. That's the point. Because I already know that you can't eat the bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. So when it says, but you can eat betoch Yerushalayim, that's only if it is while it is roi, meaning that you've already said Arami Oved Avi. That's where I know this chiddush, that you would be loke. Now, obviously, there's problems with this because of the din of Ein Onshin Min HaDin, and how can you possibly say you'll be like it? The Gemara will discuss all of that later. But right now, once we've brought up Rabbi Shimon's analysis of this complex pasuk, we might as well go through, says the Gemara, every last diak of Rabbi Shimon, and working our way from the end of Trumat Yadecha, going back to the beginning. So the thing that it said before was Nidvotecha v'Trumat Yadecha. Now, what are Nidavot? Nidavot is Toda, Shalomim. Those are usually given as a Nidava. There's no sense of a Chiev. And therefore, those things we refer to generally a nedava. The difference between a nedava and a neder is that when you give a nedava, remember, you don't say hare alai, you say hare zo. So you want to give a particular gift. If anything happens to that gift, it's not your responsibility. But if you said hare a lie, so you're saying it's on me, that is, command that, it's the Gemara sense is, if you were trying le'akatfe, you put it on your own shoulders. You took it on your shoulders, to say in English. And once you did that, if something happened to it, you'd have to replace it. So the last one, nidvotecha, is where, well, why would I take it on myself? This is time where a person feels a sense of wanting to give something as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he gives it as an edava. Now, once again, Rabbi Shimon says, okay, let's look more closely at that. What do you think the pasuk is actually coming to be mechadesh over here? At what? That you have to eat them inside Yerushalayim, and that if you ate them outside of Yerushalayim, you'd be chayav malchus? I mean, this is also a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer mi ma'aser. Like I said, I know that if ma'aser, which doesn't even have a kiddush of a korban, I'm going to be chayiv if I eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Kol shekein, if I eat the chelek of the korban that is meant to be eaten by the balim, for sure I would be over. Halo ba'akatuv, ela la'ochel b'todah u'bishlamim, lifnei zrika, shuloke. So the chiddush, therefore, is that if you ate at the wrong, there's a place for everything, but there's also a time in which that place becomes useful. What's that time? I needed to do the zrikas hadam, and only after the zrikas hadam do I have rishus to eat it at all. And then I could talk about where to eat it. When you eat beheter, this is where you eat the heter. So that's what the Torah is adding. Make sure that when you eat it b'sharecha, that it actually is yours to eat b'sharecha. That's the chiddush. Next step. So it said before, b'chorot tzonach. What is the b'chorot? Well, obviously, b'chorot is b'chor. So, Omer Rebbe Shimon, ask yourself again, what's the chiddush? Now what, that you can't eat a b'chor? Outside of Yerushalayim. I mean, obviously, it has the same din as Kachim Kalim. You shechted it. It's in the Beis HaMikdash. And if it's coming to only tell me I need to eat it in Yerushalayim, if I need to eat just Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, and if I don't eat the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, I'm going to get Malkus. Kol Shekein over here. If it's coming to tell me, don't eat the Bechor meat before Zrikas Dam, that's a kal v'chomer from Toda and Shlomim, because Bechor is more chomer than Toda v'Shlomim in that it was Kadosh from the moment it was born, and it wasn't just your determination that made it a gift. So for sure you can't eat it before Zrikas Hadam, so what the heck does the Pasuk have to mention it for? Aha! It's not talking about the where, it's talking about the when and then the where. So halo ba'katuv elolochel min habechor afilu li'achar zrika. You have to be the right person to eat the bechor. But if you're not a kohen, then even if the bechor was properly brought and you already did the zrika sadam, if it isn't a gift to you, then you're going to be chayev malchus. Only kohanim are able to eat a bechor. Now we know all of this, but only as a mitzvah say. Yes, the Torah does say all of these things, but they're all in terms of give it to the Kohen, or bring it and eat it in Yerushalayim. Yeah, but where does it say you cannot eat? Ah, that's only here. Lo tuchal lechol. It's not that the din itself is a chiddush, but the chiyuv of Malkus is a chiddush in this pasuk, and that's the point. Now, the case before that was Bikorecha vitzonecha. What are exactly are Bikorecha vitzonecha? So what is that referring to, Bichlal? It's referring to korbanos that can be brought from bokar vitzon. Now that is not the case if you'd be talking about a korban pesach. Can't bring that from bokar vitzon because there's no bokar. What it's got to be talking about, if we already talked about nedaves, is korban chatas or korban asham, which can be brought from bokar vitzon, and that's basically all that's left, because Pesach, Shlomim, Bechor, Pesach and Shlomim are basically the same as Tehillim and Shlomim. And Bechor, they were all mentioned. So all that's left is essentially Bekorcha v'tzonecha is Chatas v'asham. So what's the Chiddush there? So again, Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, I know it says in the Torah to eat it b'makom kadosh, but does it say anywhere, don't you dare eat it elsewhere? No. So it would only be a lav haba mechlal aseh. But there's no malchus on a lav haba mechlal aseh. So why do we list these as one of the malchias? Because of this pasuk, ma bazel alamdenu, im loch lamechutz lechoma. Oh, obviously. If you can't even eat maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, kol shekein you cannot eat a chatas v'asham. If it's to tell me that a kohen is not allowed to eat a chatas v'asham before zrikas adam, I don't need it for that either. Kavachomer mitodav v'shlomim. You cannot even eat a kotshib kalim like todav v'shlomim before zrikas adam. If it's to tell me that if you're not a kohen, then you're going to be over on a lav, even if it's liachar zrika. I know that from a kavachomer from Bechor. Bechor is kachim kalim. And I already know that if you would eat it outside of Yerushalayim, you would be chayev. So kol shekein, the kol shekein kachim kachim. So halobo hakatuv. Therefore, what it's coming to tell me is, I meant liachar zrika. Halobo hakatuv, ela lo'ocha b'chatas v'asham. Even liachar zrika, but you eat it outside, not outside of Yerushalayim. You eat it outside of the Azora. If you're in the Mishkan, you eat it outside of the kelaim, of the curtains, of the chotzer, of the Mishkan, but within Machane, the Machane Yisrael. But that's not going to help you, or even Machane Lovia, it's not going to help you. Because this is an Isser, a lav, to eat, even if you are a Kohen, even if you did the Zrika, even if you're within Yerushalayim, you would still be Chayv Malkus. Again, I know that you have to eat it there, but I don't know that there's a lav. I only know that there's a lav Abba Mechlal Aseh. So this, says Rabbi Shimon, is the Kiddush of the Pasuk. And what was the first thing before that? Nidarecha. Nidarecha refers to a korban oila. An oila is often brought because an oila brings, let's say you missed Zman Kriyat Shema or something like that. So an oila is mechaper on a mitzvah aseh. It's not a chiev to bring it, but if a person wants the kapora, he's neider an oila. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Mabas Elalam Deinu. So ask yourself, what the chiddush is? To tell me what? That you're chayev for eating it outside of Yerushalayim? Kol shekein, meiser sheni, which is like no real kedusha of kachim at all. You're chayev, so kol shekein an oila. If it's coming to tell me that you can't eat, that if you eat the oila before the zrikas hadam, well, kol shekein, I know that from Torah and Shlomim even. An oila is much more chomer than Torah and Shlomim. It's brought entirely on the Mizbeah. If it's to tell me that I'm not a Kohen and I eat the oila even after Zrikas Adam, that's a Kalvachimer from Bechor, which is only Kachin Kalim. If it's to tell me that I ate the oila outside of the Azora, that's a Kalvachimer from Chatas V'Hashem, because an oila is more chomer. It's brought entirely on the Mizbeach. Haloba hakatuv elalo chilmin haolal achar zrika afilo bifnim. It's coming to tell me you did everything right. You're inside of the Azora. You are a Kohen. You did the zrika. Nonetheless, if you eat an oila, you are like, because even though we know that you have to bring the oila and burn the entire thing, hi'olam, ogdal, mizbeach, and so on. It didn't say that you're going to be over on a lav if you ate some of it. Here is where the Torah is telling me that there's an iser lav if you eat from the oila, even though everything else is perfect. Omar Rava, you know something? When you hear a drasha like this, you say to yourself, if mommy is going to have a baby, it better be like this Rabbi Shimon. And if she can't have that kind of baby, don't bother. So the Yelida Ime only for Rabbi Shimon. The Ilo Lo Teli, don't bother having these overrated kids. If they're not like Rabbi Shimon, then they're overrated, let me tell you. and I say this, even though I'm going to show you that everything he said was wrong. And every Kal Vachomer that he made that he said we could have learned, every one of them I can show you is wrong. Af al pi kein, I say, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai or bust.
That's why mothers say SS, mein Kind.
Oh my God. And you see, in my mind, S, mein Kind, is spelt with an ayin. So it doesn't even occur to me. It's an ayin and a samach, not an olive and a tough. What the heck is he talking about? I think we basically argue about whether the issue is the fia misera, yeshem la misera, or yeshem la mikra. I think that's basically what we're arguing about all the time.
Yes, it's esoteric.
Anyway, I want to show you that Rabbi Shimon's logic is faulty in every one of these cases, okay? So what was his first thing? He was saying, well, it's a Kal Vachomer. If Meiser has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, Kol Shekein Bikurim, no. Why is that? That's because, I mean, look, Bikurim are Usur Tzarim, Meiser Sheni, anybody can eat. But I could argue the opposite. I could say, Adarabah, Maaser Sheni is more Chamur, because there's an Isser of Achila to an Onein for Meiser Sheni. Masha Enkein, we learn, at least Rabbi Shimon himself holds Beferish, that Meiser, and only Meiser, as opposed to Bikurim, is Usur to an Onein. So if that's the case, maybe that's the reason that Meiser needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim, because it's more Chamur. Masha Enkein Bikurim, which are Mutarim, Loinein Alibet Rabbi Shimon, maybe there's no Isser to eat them out. So that's gone. Okay. The next step that he said is that I could certainly learn a Teira V'Shlamim from a Meiser. Why? Well, because Teira V'Shlamim are a carbon, right? They need Matan Domim, V'Emurim, L'Gabay Mizbeach. But I can show you, in certain ways, Meiser Sheni is more Chomor even than that. Because when it comes to Maaser Sheni, what does it say? V'tzarta hakesev biyadech. You have to be, what is this notion of tzarta? Tzarta is a remez that only actual coinage, kesef sheyeshlov tzura, only minted coins are kosher for you to be able to be paid a Maaser Sheni. Masha Einkein, when it comes to pidyon of kachim, such as Teira V'Shlamim, you can be paid to them even on shavah kesef. So therefore, I would say, Adarabba, Maaser Sheni is chomer shekein to unin kesef tzura. Okay, so that there goes that Kal Vachomer. Next Kal Vachomer that he said, well, I can certainly learn if Teira V'Shlamim need to be eaten only Leakas Rika, certainly Bechor. No. Why certainly Bechor? In what sense is Bechor more Chomer? I'm assuming that it's because, as everybody knows, Bechor is Chomer Shekin Kedusha Tomi Rechem. If, as opposed to a Kedusha, which is only your personal determination of making it Kodesh, the Bechor is Kodesh from the moment that it comes into the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it Kodesh. But I could argue, says Rava, that in a sense, Teira and Shlamim are more Chomer than the Bechor. Because if you take a look at how you need to do the Aveda of the Teira, you need to do smicha of the balim on the carbon, and it needs to have nesachim brought with it, and you have to do tnufa of the chazav eshog. Masha enkein, a bechor doesn't have any of that. So, there goes that Kal Vachomer. Now, next thing you said was, if we're talking about bechorchav, it's hanecha, it's a chatas v'asham, well, obviously I know the dinim of Chatas V'Asham, that if you're a czar, you're going to be over and you'll be okay. I mean, if even a Bechor is that way. Well, okay, tell me, why is Chatas V'Asham more Chomer? I'm assuming the obvious reason is because Chatas V'Asham are Kachay Kachan, and Bechor is only Kachim Kalim, right? But I could argue that maybe Bechor is more Chomer because Adarabba Bechor Chomer Shekin Kedushat Omirechem. So maybe the fact of Kedusha Varechem is the reason that you would be chayev malchus for eating it as a non-kohen. Masha enkein chatas varechem is not Kedusha Varechem. Maybe it's only an aseh. There goes that kavachomer. Okay. Umay chomer da'ela michatas varechem. Now, you also said, when it comes to an ola, for sure you would be chayev, even if you are a kohen, because if not, I would learn out all the other isurim from the chatas and the asham. Why, I'm assuming? Because ola is more chomer, since the entire ola has to be put on the mizbeach, mashenken, when it comes to chatas v'asham, we only bring the specific parts of the carbon that are put on the mizbeach, and the rest of the basar is eaten by kohanim. But I could argue the opposite. I could say, Adarabba, in a sense, chatas v'asham are much more chomer, because chatas v'asham come for particular kaporas that the Torah specified, and therefore, you can't learn an oila, which does not have a chiyuv to be brought as a kapora. I can't learn that from a kal v'chomer. And basically, once you know that, there is all of them. I mean, you couldn't have learned out anything. Chatas, the Asham, Bechor, the Taita from Shlomim, they are all, in a sense, more chomer than an Ayla. Because what you're looking at as a Kula is actually a Chumra. Yes, you're right. On the one hand, the Ayla is brought entirely on the Mizbeach. But on the other hand, all of these other things are eaten not only by the Kohen or by the Baalim, but they're eaten by two achilas. They're eaten with the Mizbeach and by the Kohanim and so on. If it's only eaten by the Mizbeach, that is less chomer, possibly. So every last one of Rabbi Shimon's Kavachomer has a problem. Hey, I mean, Rava, so why are you saying that if mommy can have a Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, then it's okay to have a kid? But if not, don't bother. I mean, everything he said was wrong. So why are you saying that it's so wonderful to be like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? So my deal is that you make Rabbi Shimon. By the way, I must tell you, there are many Rishonim who don't have the girsa of, and if not, don't bother. You know, so I have to admit in the end that that is maybe an overstatement. But, okay, in any event, it's still a problem. So why is Rava making it such a big deal? Because, look, assuming, in Rabbi Shimon's mind, I mean, he doesn't hold of any of the tainas that I have in terms of his judgment of what's kal and what's chama, right? So according to his own shita, what he did over here was so beautiful, because he started at the end of the pasuk in order to find a chiddush in each one of these. If he had started in the other direction, then he wouldn't have been able to say, well, I know that from this, and I know that from that. So because of that, because he'd have to start at the beginning. And if that's the case, according to the way he holds, the drasha is a marvelous drasha, by saying, look, there's no need for us to be dorish it linearly. We can be misaris it, start at the end, and go backwards. And that way he ends up with all of these wonderful chidushim. Yeah, but isn't there a basic problem? He's using a kal v'chomer to teach me a din of malchus. I thought that we have a general halacha that ein mazirin min adin. Now, here again, we come to discuss in our perek the fundamental understanding of what type of azhara. It's all about azharas. So we said you cannot create an azhara from a kal v'chomer. Now, we're saying that he said you can even give malchus. Okay, that's a machlokas, whether onshin min adin or ein onshin min adin, but for sure, even according to the Man D'Omar, onashin min adin, everybody is moda that ein mazirin min adin, that we had before from at the beginning of the Masechet. We had the whole discussion about how do we know the din of Kores Bachoso. Remember, we went through it two ways. Once in Kedoshim for ein onshin min adin, and in Achremos for ein mazirin min adin, how do we know Achoscha, which is both Bat Avichav and Bat Imecha. So everybody definitely agreed that the basic Azara, you for sure cannot learn out from a Kal Vachomer. So, the whole thing doesn't even make any sense. How is Rabbi Shimon coming along over here to teach me the Mokar of the Din of Malkus? Well, Rabbi Shimon didn't mean the Din of Malkus. He meant it's an Isser. But he was coming to tell me, because the main point over here is Azharas, right? So where do we know Azharas from? So when we're talking about the Kal Vachomer, he only meant to say there's an Isser to do this, even though it seems to be talking about something else. It seems to be talking about Achila B'Sha'arecha, but it's actually Meramis to us Isurim. Now, the fact is that you can't give Malkus based on this. Why? Because the Azara ultimately is coming from an analysis of a Kal Vachomer, which is giving us the extra pasuk to allow Malkus. But, I mean, you need each and every one of these psukim for their own sake, not for the chidushim of Rabbi Shimon, about before Zrika, or about before Kriyas Bikurim, et cetera, because that would all be based on a Kal Vachomer. So Rabbi Shimon was coming to tell me, look, there's two levels here. In terms of an Azhara that is going to be Chayiv Malkus, the Pusik obviously has to be read Kitzurato, and it's only coming to tell me a Beferish Alav on eating outside of whatever area you're allowed to eat, either the Azara or outside of Yerushalayim. That's true. But if we set aside the limitations of Ein Mazirin Min Adin in terms of Onshin, then I'm telling you that there's at least Ramazim over here that these things are Asurim, and you're not allowed to do them. You won't get Malkus if you do them. So we're talking about Isura B'Alma. Wait a minute. That can't be true. Rava himself said that if a czar, according to this analysis of Rabbi Shimon, if a czar eats a korban oila before Zrikas Adam, outside of the Chomat Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Shimon, he would be chayev five separate malkios. Now, how the heck do you get five separate malkios? Only because Rabbi Shimon learned out five separate isurim in this pasuk, right? He learned out that for eating the Ayla, he learnt out for eating outside of Yerushalayim, he learnt out an Isser eating before Zrika, he learnt out an Isser Lav eating for, these are all Chiyuvim of Vasei, but it's Rabbi Shimon who was Bechadish here, that these are Isurim for the Tzar to eat it, and he learnt out that there's an Isser Lav to eat the Korban Ayla Bechalal. And all of those, except for eating outside of the Choma, all of those were basically Kal Vachomers that he was learning these Azaras from. And Rava said to Farish that we have five separate Malkios. No, he didn't really mean five separate Malkios. Rava understood that ultimately, of course, Ein Mazir Min Adin, he meant that it's the type of love that if it wouldn't have been derived from a Kal Vachomer, you would have gotten five Malkios. He meant that there's Chamisha Isurim. But come on, man. The whole reason, I don't understand what's going on over here. We had a case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah was that if you eat Bikurim before the Kriya of the Bikurim, before Mikra Bikurim, which is Arami Oved Avi, that you get Malkus. Malkus, right? That's what our Mishnah is about, not Isurim, Malkus. Now, we asked, how do you know you get Malkus? And we came up with this bright of Rabbi Shimon. And it was all based on a Kal Vachomer. And it says, Beferish in the mission. You get Malkus. How? What are you trying to gaslight me over here for? What do you mean we're talking about Isurim? It's a Beferish mission, and we're talking about Malkus, not Isurim. Vanantan Elu Hein Halokin. This is all about Malkus. Yes. You got me. Okay. So I'll tell you. The truth is that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai did mean Malkus. But how can he do that? Because he understands that the whole pasuk is an extra pasuk. That's the point. Because when we have the pasuk over here, which lists every one of those things, The truth is, the whole lo tuchale chobishar echa, mas ardegan chavetirosh chavitzar echa, uvkorot bechor chavitzon echa, vichol nidorecha asher tidor, vinidvotecha vetrumat yadechna. You'll say, I mean, that is a very, very prat by prat pasuk, so how could it be extra? Well, think about it for a minute. Look, michte. It says beferish. Now, here, there seems to be a mistake in the pasuk. The Maseres HaShas brings a completely different pasuk, which is not, this is the pasuk that we need to look at over here, that is a direct reflection early on of the pasuk of Lo Tuchal, because it's introduced with the idea also of every single one of these things. So listen to these are two pasuk. Vahavetem shama olotechem, zivchechem, et masrotechem, et shumat yetchem, nidrechem, nidvotechem, bechorot becharchem, vetzonchem. Does that cover it? Yes. It covers everything that we spoke about. And it says, vahachaltem sham lifnei Hashem elokechem, and so on, right? Now, all you need to do after that introduction, if you want to tell me what you cannot do, all you needed to do was write, very simply, lo tuchal lo ochlam b'sharech. That's all you needed to do, because we just introduced every last one of those cases, telling you the mitzvahs asay, that's what you should do, evetim sham. And now tell me the lo tasay, lo tuchal lo ochlam. That's all. I got to go over every last one. For heaven's sakes, you just said that. So Mahadir Mefarish Burachman Alamali, why go over every last one of them again, for heaven's sake? That's the point, says Rabbi Shimon. It's liyechude lulave lekol chad v'chad. So every mention in this pasuk being extra is not a kal v'chomer, it's an extra pasuk. That's the point. And that's why the extra pasuk, that's what he was asking. So what is the extra pasuk going to be asering? It must be asering eating the bikurim before the kriya and so on and so forth. And now we know that word in the Mishnah of achila kodem kriya is based on the pasuk's repetition of the trumat yetchem and the kach hakohen hatene miyadecha as yetchem. Beautiful. Okay, that was very exciting. At least I thought it was very exciting. And now the question is, Mitzvah Shabbos.
Yeah, Rebbe, review the on the first, the one that we learned today, the Yesodos.
Okay, I'm happy to do so, although in this case, the Yesodos are... Okay, so today we actually learned very intimately the question of what constitutes tevel, whether that tevel actually, according to everyone, includes meiser onis being left in it or not. And because of that, we also got to the question of whether there's a chashad on Ame Haaretz about whether they take off tevel and take off meiser oni from tevel, and therefore the chachomi wouldn't need to have been gozerit in of the mice. So it turns out that there would be an actual question as to whether you are mechuyev to separate out by saying this is meiser oni, or you don't even have to do that. That was machlokas Reb Elazar and the chachomi. And then we got on to one very brilliant new Isser in the Mishnah, which was this din of Bikurim, Kodem Kriya, and we went over again the Machlokas that we had before about what is the din of the Lava Nitik Laasei when it comes to Shiluach HaKein, the same Machlokas that we had, and we had a brilliant analysis about whether there is a Machlokas about what constitutes a Birya, or whether we have a more profound machlokas here between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim about whether bichlal there is a din of a kezayit for malchus in general, which is mamish nogea the entire shas and is very, very profoundly nogea halacha lamaisa, or whether the shiur of kezayit was only said legabe the dinim of korbonis. We also managed to get into a halacha lemaisa issue because of Rabbi Shimon Shita and worry about what is considered to be a birya, which l'chora liba the Rabbi Shimon, since he claimed to the Chachomim that even a chita achas is a birya, would lead us to be machmir on birya for other inyanim as well, including the dinim of Baruch Achreina, and so on. Then we went through the entire brice of Rabbi Shimon, but essentially what we wanted to understand was the meaning of a pasuk that goes over again every last case, one by one, of the Isra of Achila in Sha'arecha, when the Torah had just given us a long list, the exactly same list, had given us the mitzvahs asay, and didn't need to mention each one. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that extra mention is actually a lot.